Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Bank Pauline BM Q1 2017 results conference call. For your convenience, this call will be accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation. May we suggest, if you have not yet done so, that you access the presentation on the bank's website, www.bankpauline.com, by clicking on Financial Information on the homepage and then clicking on the Q1 2017 results presentation. All participants are presently in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 24th, 2017. Our speaker today is Mr. Yadin Antebi, CFO. Also with us today are Mr. Ofer Levy, Chief Accountant, and Ms. Keren Mazor, Head of Investor Relations. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors that are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with various securities and authorities. Mr. Antebi, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the call today. My comments will accompany the presentation on our website, starting on slide three. The first quarter of 2017 was a strong quarter for Bank Hapoalim, with a return on equity of 9.2%. The board has announced a dividend payout of 307 million shekels, representing 40% of this quarter's net profit. This was a key announcement we made this quarter, reflecting the high level of confidence we have in our capital surplus and our ability to continue to achieve high levels of profit. Another announcement we made recently was providing additional clarity on the bank's preparation towards the separation of the Issachar Group. We're examining a number of alternatives, including private equity sale, public offering, distribution of dividend in kind, or combination of any of these alternatives. While we began preparing our prospectus, there is no decision on a preferred method at this moment. With that said, I would like to take you through our first quarter results in more detail. Highlights from our P&L are shown on slide six. Net profit in the first quarter of 2017 totaled 777 million shekels, and return on equity for this quarter reached 9.2%, compared with 8.4% in the first quarter of 2016. Let's look at slide seven. Net financing profit was 2.07%, roughly in line with the trends of the past several quarters, with stable margins reflecting the market's low interest rate. Moving to slide eight, credit to the public. Commercial credit continued to increase this quarter. On the retail sector, aggregate information collected by Bank of Israel shows that there is a decline in retail credit extension compared with the very high growth rates the market had in recent years. In the last 6 months, total household credit provided by all the Israeli banks increased by 0.9%, compared with an increase of 5.2% in the prior 6 months. Moving on to slide nine. Fees and other income for the first quarter increased slightly, mainly as a result of an increase in credit handling fees. On slide 10, this quarter, we noted an additional dramatic decline in NPLs from 1.27% in the fourth quarter to 1.09% in the first quarter. This ratio is low also when compared with other leading banks globally. On the next slide, we provide a snapshot of problematic debt. This quarter, we see a slight increase in problematic debt, mainly driven by an increase in debt under special supervision, which was offset by an 11% decline in impaired debt, which has a higher risk profile. On slide 12, in the first quarter of 2017, we recorded net provision for credit losses in the amount of 107 million shekels, reflecting an annual rate of 0.16% of total loans. Overall provisions continue to remain low this quarter, primarily as a result of low levels of provisions we are seeing in a majority of our business segments, together with high recoveries resulting from our conservative accounting treatment. With that said, provision levels in our retail segment were relatively on par with the provision levels of the fourth quarter of 2016. On slide 13, we present our operating expenses, which have declined slightly in the first quarter on the back of ongoing management attention to increasing operational efficiencies and cost management. Let's turn to slide 14. Our Common Equity Tier 1 capital ratio increased to 11.21% at the end of the first quarter, higher than regulatory and internal targets, giving us the confidence in the bank's ability to increase its dividend payout. We will continue to work towards this goal. On the subject of dividend, on slide 15, as you know, Bank Hapoalim is the only Israeli bank with consistent and increasing quarterly cash dividend payout policy, recently increasing the payout to 40% of net profit. Towards this, the board declared a 307 million shekel dividend with respect to the first quarter of 2017 profit. In summary, the results for the first quarter of 2017 continue to demonstrate the bank's strong performance, allowing us to present yet another quarter of solid earnings. Bank Hapoalim continues to lead the Israeli banking sector, all within a framework of strategic growth and efficiency criteria, a position which allows us to present our shareholders with an attractive and consistent reward on investment. With that said, let me open the call for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Yadi, you talked about the comfortable capital position as well as the plans to increase the dividend payout once you receive the approval from the Bank of Israel. I was wondering if you can talk a little bit about the loan growth, as you seems to be growing a little slower than some of your competitors during the first quarter. I guess the question is, are you favoring dividend payout at the expense to some extent of loan growth?
Actually not, Tavy, because we're producing now each quarter much more capital than we need to support our business. Capital is not a restriction actually within Bank Hapoalim since July 2016, once we've published the announcement regarding the transaction we had with the reinsurers, where we reinsured our guarantee book. From that point, we had a capital which was over than there was capital than we actually needed. Today, where we published the 11.21% capital ratio, which is 1% higher than our 10.2% regulatory goal, and 0.5% or around 0.5% over our internal goal, which is 10.75%. These two figures show that we have much more capital than we need. Actually, the growth on our credit side is not by any way affected from the dividend policy. Okay? This is something which is very important. The growth that you can see on our portfolio, on our credit portfolio, goes back to where we believe is right for us to increase, in what areas we believe are more comfortable from our point of view. When I say comfortable, it goes back to risk and profitability. We are addressing those clients that we believe are more profitable from our point of view.
Okay, that's helpful. So looking ahead to the rest of the year, should we expect some kind of similar pace with regards to the different segments?
Yes, overall book, I think will go up over the next quarters. But again, this is not actually the main figure that we're looking at. We're looking at the growth and the specific sectors. Don't forget that we did have depreciation also this quarter of the US dollar related to the shekel. We started the quarter at 3.85 shekels per dollar, and at the end it was 3.6. So that also affected our part of our book. And at the end of the day, we're looking at the specific segments and specific sectors that we want to go up with.
Okay, thank you, Yadina. Go back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from Micha Goldberg of Excellence. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations on another good quarter. A couple of questions. First of all, follow-up questions, if I may, on the credit side. I mean, you said you're focusing on the more profitable credit segments, but yet I assume you mean households and SMEs, and they both seem to be stagnating in this quarter. So, I mean, on the other hand, corporate loans grew, which I think is less profitable. So, I mean, how does that match with the numbers in a quarter?
Each segment is divided into very many other segments. Okay, the household segment has different lines of business within it, some more profitable, others less. And when I say that we're focusing on the more profitable segments, I'm talking about specific areas within each credit segment.
So, I mean, when you say that, you mean that household credit growth and SME credit growth are likely to remain stagnant as you change the mix within those segments, meaning reduce some less profitable household and SME loans and replace them with more profitable, but then the overall, the SME and household loans will remain flat? Is that the...
No, they will continue to grow. We will probably not see the high growth levels that we saw in last year's. And I think I also talked about it the last quarter. We saw the results of all the banking system in Israel, and you can see that the growth rate overall on these sectors are not as high as, for example, in the beginning of 2016 or during 2015. So growth, we will have growth in these areas, but I think it will be more moderate than we had in the past.
Okay, thank you for that. And then a question, if you can help me here, is on staff costs. I thought you mentioned that there was a slight decline in operating expenses following efficiency measures. Yes, it looks like staff costs are pretty flat, if not even a little higher. And I mean, a couple hundred employees left the bank, I believe, in the last, I don't know, year. How does that explain, and how does that translate into a flat cost?
First of all, it's not a few thousand, it's a few hundred that left the bank over during 2016. We published the exact figure on our last report in December. We have other issues that are driving those costs up, mainly the automatic pilot. If you remember, we have an automatic pilot within Bank Hapoalim, which is lower than all the Israeli banks, but still it is reflected within these figures, meaning every year salaries go up within the bank. And that is offset by the fact that the headcount is reduced.
Okay. So we should be expecting flat and not a decline.
We had a decline since the last quarter, since the fourth quarter. We are trying to make sure that the costs at that side will not go up, yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Another question is about the high tax rate, which seems exceptionally high. And I've seen previous quarters with substantial recoveries as well, and yet taxes were low. So I was just wondering, was there anything else that kept taxes as high in this quarter, and should we be looking, what should we be looking for in the next couple of quarters from a tax perspective?
The main issues there is recoveries. We have some kind of a tax agreement. I'm not sure the right word is agreement, but the way taxes are calculated for recoveries in Israel are that the tax authority looks at, we taxes us as if recoveries would have not been put in place 3, 4, 5 years ago, if they see them on the books of this year. And that's why taxes are a little bit higher there. I think that during the next few quarters, you will see our regular tax rate.
Okay, so it's not all recoveries. It's just certain kind of recoveries. Is that the point?
That's right, yes.
Okay, I understand. And you had quite sizable recoveries in this quarter. Is that something that we should be, could we anticipate to have more of that going forward?
We had excellent recoveries over the last 2-3 years. We have good recoveries beginning of 2017. You can see it on the first quarter. We are still in an atmosphere or in an area of high recoveries, yes.
Okay. My last question, if I may, is just on the ESR card announcements you guys made over last quarter. Could you elaborate slightly on the overall time frame that you're looking at? I mean, you were talking about a prospectus, I think, and some considerations and discussions with the various regulatory authority. Can you give us some guidance as to what time frame could potentially be likely?
The only time frame that we have today is to match the time frame that we have within the law, which talks about 3 to 4 years of selling out Issachar, depending on the way it's sold out. Internally, we did not decide at this stage on any time frame. We're not in a hurry. We were in a hurry to put all the options out, so we will be fairly transparent with our investors. But there's no time frame for any of these options. It goes back to the different pros and cons of each option and how many different entities will look at Issachar as a target to buy, what's the position of the market, the capital markets in Israel, and other criteria that we will probably put in when we decide what's the right time frame for Bank Hapoalim.
And what's the time frame for the perspective that you would need in order to be able to execute on a potential dividend kind?
It's at least a few months of work. We've only started it now. It will take at least a few months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Vinit Karis of Citibank. Please go ahead. Vinit Karis of Citibank, please go ahead.
Yeah, hey, congratulations for a good set of results. I have a couple of questions for you. Staying on provisions for doubtful debts in last quarter, you showed higher provisions in consumer in particular, and there have been comments on the Bank of Israel governor today on consumer credit. What did you see here in first quarter 2017, and how concerned are you as a bank about the quality of consumer credit?
Thank you for this question. We talked a lot about it when we presented our annual report, and maybe it's also a good time to update on that. 2016 was very different. The first two quarters we had low provisions for the retail and the small business sectors. They increased slightly on the third and fourth quarter. What we see on the first quarter of 2017 are similar levels compared to the levels that we had in last quarter of 2016, meaning there's no increase. But figures remain high as they were in the fourth quarter. Having said that, we feel very comfortable with our retail book. We, of course, heard what the Bank of Israel had to say today. But we're following the provisions for a few quarters now. And we'll probably have more to say about that in the future. But at this stage, we can say that the provisions we saw in the fourth quarter are very similar to what we have today.
Okay. My last question is, can you make any comment as to what's the progress on that U.S. tax investigation since our last call?
Not too much. We're continuing our talks with the American government, with the DOJ and the DFS. We didn't have any new provisions within our book, and we hope to finalize this issue as fast as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin 2 hours after the conference. In Israel, please call 03-925-5918. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5918. This concludes the Bank Hapoalim BM Q1 2017 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.